If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Should have did that before the mics were turned on. Hey, I'm It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley.
Bro, I'm Shawnee.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. The official podcast of SantaCon. High Society Radio.
Why are you going to do that? We just said we were going to stop talking about rape on this show.
We've been
bring up is SantaCon.
We've been the official podcast of SantaCon for 8 years running.
I kind of feel like we talked about it first. Probably. We talk about everything first.
We actually make Santa Claus outfits in our part-time jobs. But we're not doing this. We're in a factory making Santa Claus outfits. I mean, this is SantaCon Friday?
Saturday.
So it's this weekend. We're going to have all your SantaCon updates. We're going to be amongst the Santas.
I'm not doing that.
We're going to be live. We're going to be live broadcasting from the various bars where all the Santas go to. We're going to let everyone know.
So you're doing that.
Happening yeah, it's very at SantaCon. It's very bro of us because
you know, first of all, you're not allowed to drink on the LAR. It's that and St. Patrick's Day are the only 2 days of the year you're not allowed to drink.
Metro
on the
North
LAR.
Shut down too.
And the NYPD gives out pamphlets on what date rape is.
I love it
during SantaCon. I think that's all the coverage we need.
Guess what? We're gonna be in the trenches.
That doesn't sound good in that situation.
We're going to be amongst the bros.
We getting lemon party, bro? Are you setting us up?
We three are true bros. We're true bros, all three of us.
Would it be a candy cane?
I don't know what you're trying to talk about, but
sounds like somebody's getting fucked on Saturday, dude.
We're going to be dressed like Santa Claus. We're going to be pounding Fireball whiskey. We're going to be drinking Bud Light. Because I got what? A month and a half left? I got a month and a half left till my cleanse starts?
To live? Oh, till you're cleansed.
Yeah, to my cleanse.
Your Black History Month. No booze, cleanse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because then you know, after that, I can't have any more alizé.
I'm just saying, I figure you're going to lift a glass of rosé to Malcolm X once.
Oh, yeah.
In the 28 days in February.
Once I'm all out of my...
I'm just saying, you can't have no mimosas. None of them blue shits that they serve at Outback Steakhouse.
Come on, not even Outback?
No Aussie punch.
What else? What else can I have? Because I thought that maybe... a couple weeks ago, I said I'm going to go on a cleanse. And you guys started explaining to me.
You can't have none of that Remy Red Purple.
No Henny.
I can't have my... You know
you can't
how
even
I
have a Henny and Pineapple, dog.
No E&J.
You love Easy Jesus. I can't have.
Not even that white E&J.
Oh, shit. What about Incredible Hulk?
No. None you can't have no Incredible Hulk.
No Hypnotic.
What?
You can't have none of them Fruity Pebble Nutcrackers.
Oh.
Nothing.
You know how I love a Nutcracker.
This shit is fantastic.
Reminds me of our trip to New Orleans. It's basically a hand grenade.
Can't have no hurricanes.
Oh!
Can't have no hand grenades.
You know I love hurricanes. Sazeracs.
You can't have no Sazeracs.
Sazeracs.
This list is getting longer and longer as I think about it.
It's best not to think about it. Like the rest of your life.
What about like Mad Dog 2020? How about
no, you can't have no peaches and cream Mad Dog 2020. You can't have no key lime pie Mad Dog 2020. You can't have no Ciroc. You can't have
That's Puff Daddy's liquor.
You can't have no coconut Ciroc.
No Tito's.
No wild berry Ciroc. None of that.
So you're saying not only can I have I can't have straight liquor during my cleanse.
No.
Right? I can't have flavored straight liquor.
No.
I didn't think that counted because there was fruit in it.
No, you can't have no Smirnoff Ice, raspberry. No Bacardi raspberry Sprite. Nothing.
But I'm the last person that keeps smear. What was it called? Icing? I was the last person icing people. And I get them all the time now. Now that it's like fucking 15 years after it was popular, I'm making people drink Smirnoff Ices left and right. I do it all the time to strangers.
The most elaborate one I seen was somebody carved out the inside of a pineapple and stuck a Smirnoff Ice in there, handed the pineapple to somebody, and when the top fell off, they got ice. You're like, yeah, hold this pineapple, and the top fell off.
I was going to do that. I saw that same video. Shit.
You can't have none of that, though.
This makes me so sad.
No Malibu Bay breezes.
Oh. You out here washed, B.
I can't ice people anymore. Fuck. Mm-hmm.
I say live it up while
you
can.
I mean, you can ice people. You just can't get ice back. You better hope they don't have ice to re-ice you so that you have to drink two ice.
Now, how the rules work with icing again? Because I've never been iced. I've been doing this for like the last 3 months. I've been just icing people left and right and making people drink.
Well, if somebody has an ice on, they could re-ice you, and now you have to drink both.
All right, that's what I want to know. Yeah, now I have to drink both ices. Yeah. So,
but you can't do none of that.
In February.
This is going to be the worst February ever.
For you, dog.
That's why I'm going so hard at SantaCon. And that's why.
You can't have no George Washington Carver martinis.
Oh, come on!
That's a peanut instead of an olive.
I know.
In case you didn't know.
Giant-ass peanut. Just drop that shit. Shell and all. Fuck. Why do I make these terrible decisions?
Well, it's the terrible decisions that are leading to the cleanse.
I don't even get why you're trying to better yourself at this point.
You don't have much time left.
You think I should just stay down in the hole?
I mean, everybody heard that cough when the fucking show started.
Yeah, that.
That wasn't a cough.
That was clearing my throat, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a lot in there, possibly blocking your airways.
Pause. You know what I'm I just brought that shit back.
You can't suck off no winos. Because they're going to have a little bit of alcohol in their jism.
What the fuck?
What if I just have a bunch of like O'Doul's? Can I drink O'Doul's at least?
You could have one, but if you have like five, that's like a tenth of a beer. You can't have none of that.
No communion either, you Catholic motherfucker.
No. Catholics believe that it actually becomes the blood of Jesus.
But it's still wine.
But that's how
you
get cheese up the shakes. Yeah. Just go to church every morning before work.
Guess I'm going to church more in February. You know what I'm saying? I can't get my Alizé on. Damn it.
I don't think it's worth it, son.
How about malt liquor?
Nothing.
No.
If I can't have my fruity drinks.
So wait a
minute. If I can't have my fruit infused.
You know who's not loco for them locos?
Ever since the Four Loko didn't have caffeine anymore, I'm done with it.
You can just pour some taurine powder in there. That's what I would do. I gave you all those taurine pills for Christmas last year.
And I ate them all.
Jesus.
It was amazing. I was so focused.
Going to use that to like work out a little bit.
You know,
I'll
let you fucking work out, motherfucker, you pudgy cunt.
Ooh.
All right.
You're not even sober. You call him punchy or bitchy?
You said punchy.
I said pudgy.
Did you say pudgy? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He does look like Eddie Munster ate the Addams Family.
Thank you. Let him know what he looks like.
Holidays.
Yeah, holidays. Okay.
Well, I mean, you got that fucking hat on. You look like one of the hamsters from that fucking truck commercial.
And you're a fucking dumb guinea. How about that? How about
at
we
least
all
I was
roast
thinking.
Each other.
You call me dumb, but I was
holiday
thinking,
spirits alive and well.
You're just mad because
rooms.
You can't have fucking no Cavassier. You can't even listen to that Busta Rhymes song.
I love that. I love Busta.
Yeah, word.
I call him Busta Bus. That's what I call him.
That's what you want him to do on your face.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to do most men on my face. I'm not fucking picky. Right, Johnny?
I don't fucking.
You know what I'm talking about.
As long as we're talking about rap, you know, it's been a very bad week for white rappers.
I've heard, son.
Something happened to Bands. Something happened
no,
to
no,
Bands.
He's good.
No, Bands is good.
All right, good.
Nobody fucking with Bands. It's good money.
Yeah, but both Stitches and Slim Jesus. More in the sideshow act side of white rapping.
Uh-huh. What happened to them?
Stitches got punched in the face and knocked unconscious.
Who's Stitches again? I know we've talked
about him. That's the guy with the Stitch face tattoo.
No, that's pretty
cool.
And he
has an AK-47 tattooed on his face, and when they asked him why, he said, that's my favorite gun.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
You should have kind of had that on him.
He loves selling blow. He has an entire song where that's the hook.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
the guy, I'm in love with the Coco guy?
No.
Is that what I'm talking about?
No. That dude actually
I'll pull up a picture
talent.
Of Stitches. You definitely know what he has this song, Molly Cyrus, where he's talking about fucking Miley Cyrus in the ass, but then he's going to numb her ass up with his cocaine.
that's called Molly Cyrus?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he number ass up with Molly then?
I don't know. He's not a smart man.
Well, at least his favorite gun's the AK.
I mean, it's a good choice.
It's the world, but you know, it's kind of hack because that's like the world's most popular gun. You know, that's the most popular.
Boom jam.
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, this guy looks intelligent. So how do you, what happened to him? He got slapped around like a
apparently
bitch.
They wouldn't let him into Game's birthday party, so.
They're beefing, by the way.
Yeah.
Does Game still release rap music?
Hell yeah, man. He had one of the hot albums this year.
What was it?
I don't know the name of the shit. I just know it was hot. I got it on Spotify.
That's how old we're getting.
Yeah, I don't really.
I only listen to one song on fucking, because, yeah.
All of Spotify, and he pays for the premium.
Oh God, yes! I don't want to hear
commercials.
I don't want to hear commercials, and I got this fucking song on loop. But this song is seriously my shit, and this is the only song I fucking listened to. It was the song of the summer, you know, because I like, and even though it's December, I like to have those warm vibes inside my brain. This is my shit right here. This is the only song I listen to. Everyone, this is the song.
The fuck? I thought it was gonna be bands, motherfucker. What is this?
I thought it would at least be like the South Park song.
Son,
yeah. Gay fish.
No, don't bring that up.
This is my shit. This is Cheerleader. Song of the summer.
When I need motivation, my one solution
is my queen, cause she stays strong. Let's wait for the hook.
She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone, and they say, do you need me?
Good lyrics.
I've heard this song before. I'm not a fan.
I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
You guys like this song?
No.
You don't like this? I feel like this is like the theme of the pizza party.
What
is it? No. You're gonna get booed out of that place.
I get booed out of most places I go. No one really likes me.
That's not true.
All right, maybe we'll listen to that later. You know. It's good stuff, though.
Alone? You're looking for a cheerleader?
Oh, God, yes. Underage,
you just want somebody
impossible.
Supportive in your life? Oof. Anybody? That supports your decisions?
You know what? No, it's a fucking sad day for our show. Really, the show's the moral compass, the soul of the show. Jared Fogle, he's starting his bit.
Oh, shit. Well, his man got 27 years. What'd he get?
Oh, no, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
How is this going to affect February this year?
What?
Oh, words, son.
Any foot long for $5.
Oh, damn, you're right.
They got to still run with that.
Yeah, I mean, they've distanced themselves.
So what if your main man is a fucking kid fucker?
Did you guys read, like, this is back when he got busted, or I guess after he got sentenced, Fogle, the psychiatrist that evaluated him said that because he lost... They blame Subway, in a way.
For fucking kids.
For him fucking kids, because when he lost weight, all that weight, he became hypersexualized.
What the fuck is... Oh, damn.
Because he can see his dick for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Years.
But still, like...
He's like, you know, I never really thought about sex before, because I had to... all the lifting of my gut to just fit my cock in or something.
Wasn't he still mad to the same bitch when he was fat, and then he got skinny? He kept the same hole,
I mean,
right?
That's his fault. You gotta upgrade if you become...
Hell yeah,
I mean,
son.
That's on you.
Not fuck kids, you piece of shit.
Yeah, he was pretty grimy, huh?
I mean, to be, he wasn't like fucking kids.
He kind of was, though.
I don't know, there's places in the world where, you know, 13 is the consent age.
Where he was at, it was not one of those places.
He was in America. I don't know why he just go to England.
He was in New York City, fucking 16-year-old prostitutes.
But you know, like, it's legal in all of Europe to fuck 16-year-olds. Why didn't he just, he had the money, just go to Europe.
The problem is then he was asking the problem was he fucked a 16-year-old. And then the bigger problem than that was, he then was trying to get the 16-year-old to get her
friends.
Younger friends for him to fuck them.
But isn't the age of consent like 13 in parts of Portugal?
Bro,
just go to Portugal. He's got the money.
Not in
his direct flights to Portugal.
When you got that kind of Subway money, it's really fuck you money, isn't it?
And
well,
just because
age children,
you can learn how to
make
Portuguese sandwiches. Portuguese bread's delicious. Christ.
I like Portuguese.
And just because the age of consent in Portugal is 13 doesn't make it fucking right.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be going to jail right now.
That's an excellent point.
Didn't like one of the Backstreet Boys almost get in trouble because he fucked a 16-year-old, but he was like, nah, motherfucker, I was in England, and then
I don't remember that at all.
That's
terrible.
You're the Backstreet Boys fan here.
I'm an expert.
Oh, good God.
I do not recall that happening.
First thing that happened were a boy band member that I truly respected. Like, good for you, guy.
Fuck.
Way to obey the laws.
You gotta figure those boy bands get into shit that their company does not want getting out. You don't think they've ever had like a dead fan in the back?
I'm sure terrible shit's happened.
Or they've ran train on somebody.
Especially back in the day. Maybe not so much now.
Well, they run a train all the time.
Yeah, new kids on the block probably doing it all the time. So yeah.
I mean, hopefully G-Unit was basically a boy band with guns. I mean,
no,
if you
they were a boy band.
A boy. Tony Yayo was like 40 years old and shit. How's that a boy band?
It's a boy band. D12, boy band.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang Clan, boy band.
Exactly. Wow. All the same thing.
Good God.
56? CNN, kind of a boy band. Boy duo.
Yeah, true.
Boy duo. What?
Capone and Noriega?
Oh, yeah.
I know who the fuck they are, but
I thought maybe you were a little lost for a second.
No.
I say Bang Bang. Mob Deep.
I mean, fucking El Pollo Loco over there put out a reggaeton album. That's a boy band thing to do.
What? How is that a boy band thing to do? I'm very confused right now.
You ever heard of Menudo?
That's not a... Oh, that is a boy band, but they don't do reggaeton.
What are the boy band? A Fat Boys boy band. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, they probably had like eating habits. They really wasn't fucking much anything.
Eric B. and Rakim.
I mean,
boy
had they
duo.
Lost all that weight, you know, they'd probably. Be fucking kids.
They'd
like
be in
Jared.
Portugal right now. Just one of them would still be alive, actually. Or both? I mean, both of them dead?
Weren't there three of them? I think only one's left alive.
Isn't only Heavy D alive?
Damn. No, yeah. Heavy D didn't die, son.
Which one's alive?
Heavy D wasn't even in that band. What are you talking about?
Heavy D one of the Fat Boys?
No.
He was just a fat person that was around the same time as the Fat Boys.
Huh. There was a lot of fat boy competition back then and shit.
It was really a golden era of obesity back then.
Yeah. God, in the 80s, yeah.
Roseanne was popping. John Goodman's still around. He's dropping weight.
Yeah, he's looking good.
Melissa McCarthy.
She's looking strong. She's looking great.
She's one of the dudes.
Oh, no, Johnny. You're acting really weird.
So wait, do you not want to watch this video of Stitches getting knocked out?
Yeah, put it up. It's 3 minutes long.
No, it's not. It's really quick.
Okay, good.
He's so fast, he didn't see it coming.
Boom. That was it.
Show it to me again, bro. All
right, and then you got to watch his reaction.
Damn, he got knocked the fuck out.
Stitches. So y'all see we out here in Story. Come see the pussy nigga again. Let's see what he's talking about.
So this is the beginning of it. He's talking a lot of shit.
Talking about going to the game.
What are they talking about out here?
Give me the luxury on this other thing.
This is before he gets knocked out. But now if you want to see after he gets knocked out.
Yeah.
Those are always the best conversations. Like, what the fuck happened?
He has great tattoos. The only guy only person I know is most of the tattoos are on their fucking face.
Gucci Man did it first.
That's a good point. That dope ass ice cream cone.
Lemon.
He was in Spring Breakers, my favorite movie of the year.
Was it?
Of last year.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Or the year before. Can't remember. It's the year of my 30th birthday, so I guess 2 years ago.
Damn, son, you old.
I'm old as fuck. About to blow my brains out.
Yeah, I got sucker punched the other day. Ain't nobody hiding their face. Ooh. And I got jumped by my own niggas yesterday.
What?
Nigga, all y'all pussy. This dog right here is harder than all y'all. He can do more damage than all y'all. Y'all pussy. I'm still standing. Come back and come back. Y'all niggas gonna die.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got.
He's white? Or
I mean,
is he
look at
mixed?
Him. You see his face.
Yo, my man. Yo, he got beat so fucking bad. His boys jumped him.
I mean.
And he's in hiding with his fucking dog. Like, what
the fuck?
It's
kind of a bitch dog, though.
If he was in country music, he'd have a fucking hit single right now. But he's not.
Well, he challenged the game to a boxing match, a 1-on-1 fair one.
Game's a big motherfucker. Like 6'5", 6'6".
Nice package too on that guy, huh?
What? What are you throwing out there?
You're talking about Stitches with the coke, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
So you got to learn how to keep your hands up, block some shit, man. Bob and Weave or something.
He was sucker punched.
Sucker punched, man, for real? That was a sucker punch to you?
Yeah, you got fucking knocked the fuck out.
You should have seen that coming. So if you in enemy territory, it's not like, oh, hey, howdy, what's up, bud? You got to get your hands up.
Wherever you go is enemy territory, Johnny.
No, I love everybody, and everybody loves me, man.
I don't know. You seem kind of crazy sometimes. Talk a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah, but I'm not in my household with no fucking dog. Talking about my boys jumped me, too. That's crazy, son.
You should make that video, though, and put it on Instagram.
I'd be like, yeah, my boys jumped me. Cold day in hell, that shit happens. Motherfuckers getting shot.
Do you have a dog?
I had one when I was a kid, and it didn't work out too well.
Sorry.
Thanks for bringing it up, though.
I didn't know, man. Come on. Come on, baby. What's up?
If you come to the house, you can see pictures of me with the dog.
I'm not going all the way to the Bronx.
You a piece of shit, Stan.
Yeah, I am a piece of shit.
You can just post the pictures to Instagram.
Yeah,
oh, man, motherfuckers need to come to my crib, son. Eight years. I've been to your houses.
Yeah, but I have, like, functions at my house sometimes.
I have.
Yeah, he has functions.
Yeah, but I go when there's nobody there. It's like...
Yeah, to record a pod. Do you have a podcast studio in your house?
I can make one. I have a computer now.
Okay, so make a podcast studio. I'll come and record a podcast.
It's a fucking plan, son. I like it. It
took you 5 years to buy the computer portion of
it. I didn't buy the fucking computer. The city donated it, so I'm good with that.
So you stole that from Toys for Tots.
I did not fucking steal anything. No, it is very tempting to steal from them shits because you see like nice shit in it. They supposed to gift wrap it, right?
What'd you just say?
It'd be nice to steal from them because you see shit in the boxes.
It'd be nice to steal from poor children is what you just said.
Are they really
Toys
poor?
Toys for Tots are for hospital children.
That's what I'm
not
saying.
Not necessarily poor hospital.
Yeah. Oh, but they're for children who are in the hospital during Christmas.
That are going to die pretty fucking soon. So what joy are they going to get out of a toy?
I mean, yeah, John Cena already went to hang out with them.
That's what I'm saying. They got their make-a-wish. I would have wished to, you know, be healthy again. But yeah, you can get John Cena too, I guess.
Why does this show take the worst stances? Why?
What are you talking about?
We're pro-war, anti-Stephen Hawking, and stealing toys from sick children.
They're not going to use it. I see it as wasteful, if anything. Conservative a little bit.
Stop it, Johnny.
Rock with
Seriously, it. Stop it. I'll fucking hit you with the bra button. You don't want that shit to happen. Good God, man. I shouldn't be the moral compass of the show.
That is a bit fucking awe-inspiring sometimes. Huh?
I mean, wait until you start drying up. You're going to be like one of those fucking really
bored against?
No, like just one of those annoying guys who's like, are you sure you're not drinking too much? You know those guys who get sober and they just fucking talk to you? Like,
oh,
for 6 months, anybody gives up booze.
He's going to be
like,
that.
Is your life really fulfilling?
Dude,
yes.
I can see Stanley being that fucking guy. This. Stanley, guys, you know, you got to count your carbs. Those are hidden carbs, guys.
Yeah,
slow down on the beers, huh?
If you gave up like booze and cigarettes, you'd be probably the most obnoxious human.
You're gonna be a
you'd be like,
complete
you're fucking stupid, bro. Drinking sucks. That would be
hell yeah, son.
I doubt that.
And I hate the fact that those kind of people come out to bars in the first place. You know you can't drink.
Well, you I had a buddy buzz who, down. He would like come. He would like meet me at a bar like after he quit drinking.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "This is what we're doing tonight." And I'm like,
"Oh,
motherfucker!
Fuck
I told you what I was doing. You hit me up. I said I'm going to a bar for somebody's birthday. You're here. You don't want to be here." He's like, but I'm just saying, like, I'm like, what, now you're sober that you want to try to hit on girls? Hit on some girls that are here.
Yeah, go for it. Give them that amazing game, that repartee that you fucking
or
carry.
Or wait till they get real
pocket.
Drunk and then be a fucking piece of shit. Whatever you want to do.
Do something.
You creepy weirdo at a
bar. I had a homeboy do that shit to me because he found, you know, a chick and all that. She found Jesus with him and he didn't want to do the Legion of Boom shit no more. I was like, dog, what the fuck, man?
But he found Jesus and didn't want to smoke PCP.
He was like, oh, man, you know.
I don't think you need to find Jesus to not want to smoke PCP.
Well, his bitch made him do that shit. That bitch is cut off. She can't chill neither.
Wait, she made him smoke PCP? Or
she made him not, like, want to chill. I'm not going to say just smoke PCP because it was other
drugs
involved.
Sounds like you do a lot of Legion of Booming, a.k.a. chilling, a.k.a.
I do enough. I'm a gentleman, son.
That's not good.
With leisure. See, already, son. It's not even February yet. Look at Stanley. Oh, come on.
He's just mad pissed off, man.
He used to be like, come on, dog. Now it's like, easy, guys. Slow it down.
I never said come on, dog, to, hey, let's get dusted.
Every time, son. Every time.
He can't have no tequila sunrises.
Hell no. Nothing. I seen this motherfucker open up a baggie with his teeth,
oh,
son.
I love frozen margaritas. They're so good.
No
it's
Jimmy
so cold.
Buffett concerts for your ass.
Well, that's not going to happen anyway. That has nothing to do with hip hop culture.
Speaking of not having anything to do with hip hop culture, what? How's your man Slim Jesus doing, son?
Is Slim okay? Because I worry about that small child.
Somebody jacked the mic from him at a random show.
The on
DJ,
the stage,
the DJ that they hired to back him up took the mic, said support real hip hop, threw the mic on the floor, and left.
And all Slim could do is just look around like, "What just happened?"
Well, that's Slim Jesus for you. He's a bitch.
Oh, man.
You want to see his reaction
was
video?
More reaction videos?
Yeah, just let
we
him
can
see
watch
that.
The actual video, too. It's only about 10 seconds also.
It's mad quick.
That's fine. That's there he is, rapping like a bitch. This DJ.
Support real hip-hop, bitch.
The DJ has a pretty dope shirt on. It's a giant fucking car in Marlboro
that's
Reds.
That's DJ
on.
No Request right there.
Here's his response. It's coming up on YouTube already.
All right. Thank God. No searching. Where's Bands? Does Bands respond to this?
No, why would he? He's trying to distance himself.
It's AGTV.
Yo, fuck that DJ from last night. Bitch didn't do anything for some fucking attention. That's why he ran his bitch ass out the club right after and the fucking crowd started chanting, fuck that DJ. And you know what me and my fans did? Got right back to turning the fuck up. Guess who still got paid last night? Me, bitch.
He's talking on the phone to his money.
Fuck that DJ from last night. Bitches will do anything for some fucking attention. That's why he ran...
That's a good point, though. He still did get paid. People paid to see
him. The funny
him,
thing
so.
Is, oh, he, yeah. he lost his fucking thug accent there in this little fucking response fucking video.
That's when Jeremy sure. came out. Whatever his government name is.
You just assume it's Jeremy?
I would he looks like a Jeremy.
Yeah. But 50 Cent came to his defense saying, at least he's realer than Rick Ross.
Well, who is it, son? My man's a former CEO that denied it. So it's like, good lyrics, nice beats, but that's all you got. You ain't real. Ain't nobody like, oh, shit, here comes Rick. Hide your chain. Fuck out of here, Rick.
I mean, he's a large gentleman. He might
I'll
be
hide
to...
my burger from that fat motherfucker. I don't like Rick Ross.
One of my favorite memes ever was it was the Rick Ross lyrics. I pray to God I see my killer in the eye. I look my killer in the eye, and it's just a bucket of chicken. The colonel on the front.
Oh, man.
God, I love a good meme. God damn. What was the fucking meme I sent you?
Oh, Jesus.
The fucking... I sent to you and Johnny.
Oh, all right, you so it was.
I found this shit on 4chan.
Of course you did.
It was a you laugh, you lose thread, and I lost. Because I... it was a...
It was a docking fucking picture.
It was a docking photo of two fucking big dicks docking into each other. And the, I have it on my phone.
Yeah,
I have this picture on my phone still.
I believe it says, well, she want to go for round four, but you all out, so your boy hits you with the reload.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's what that was.
Shit's still funny to me. That shit is still funny to me.
It is pretty funny. It's a good capture.
It's fucking great. So reload your dick with jizz. So you can fuck a woman more, John. It was overall a heterosexual picture.
You shouldn't be sending dick pics to other dudes. I don't care what content you're saying.
It wasn't his dick.
Yeah,
I don't give a
fuck.
A dick's a dick, dog. Don't be sending that shit on the internet like that.
It was two dicks, John.
Oh, God.
Just a reload, bro.
Yes. It really was just a reload. I mean,
like a skin bridge. It was very fucking odd.
It's like a saline drip to help you get over a hangover. No.
If you needed a reload of semen into your penis, would you let another man do that? Let's say that worked.
Exactly.
Good.
I guess you two guys.
I don't need round four.
No, I'm good.
I guess you two guys are gay.
I'm ready for a nap.
She'll do it for round one. Top me off, buddy.
Top me off.
I'm trying to drown this bitch in jizz.
Give me some of yours.
You ever see that Dragon Ball Z shit where they do the fusion? Let's combine our dick powers.
That's good. Go fucking Super Saiyan, bro.
But to combine in dicks? That's crazy, son.
That's good, man. Johnny, I can't believe you sent that shit to me.
What? Nah, I said.
Johnny, send the weirdest things to me. Actually, after I sent that to Johnny, he then said, what, am I dead to you? Are you never going to talk to me again or some shit? I just thought you needed a good laugh. That's
no,
all.
Son. I'm glad I didn't have no bitches over at the house because sometimes a bitch would pick up a phone. Like, yo, why did dicks on your phone? Like,
why
oh, that's let, just my wife.
Why you let bitches touch your phone?
Because I trust
Why
homes.
You let Backpage fucking horse touch your phone?
Because they're not stealing my old ass phone, A. And B, they just hoes. It's like, yo, as long as you didn't jack me off, yeah, pick up my phone. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know if you. I want anybody looking at my phone, really.
No, yeah, you mad paranoid, son. I'm very trusting.
Can I look at it? Just look through
no.
it for a while?
Nah, son, you sending dick pics. You lost privileges, bro.
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch anybody's
phone. You guys,
it's part of your detox, bro.
You guys don't... You think
Word.
If I fucking finally straighten out...
You know what? That should be part of your detox affair with no fucking 4chan, son.
No, man.
You got to get
man.
Rid of that fucking vile shit
no,
in
man,
your
I
system.
I don't have a 4chan problem. Nah.
I'm going to go on right now. See
you
what's
definitely
up there.
Have a 4chan
Just
problem.
Just sending your boys dick pics on a Saturday and shit.
It's
like,
not my dick.
Don't matter, son. Dick's a dick. Mm-mm.
Oh, there's another You Laugh, You Lose thread up here. Okay.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, new fag edition. I didn't say it. They did.
John, your boy El Chapo is going after ISIS.
I like that, though. You know what? If anybody has that A-team kind of money kind of shit to do it, well, not A-team, one night rider.
A-team could take out ISIS? I don't think so.
Nah, hell nah. They wouldn't kill anybody, so that's kind of fruitless. Unless, like, they trap them and they kill themselves accidentally.
Yeah,
I don't think the A-team ever killed anybody.
No, the only blood you ever saw in the A-team is when the show started and B.A. Baracus had already been shot.
I like to think
they... Or was it Murdoch?
Do you think they killed so many people during Nam, like, committed so many war crimes? It's like, yo, we can't kill anyone anymore. We got, like, some life deeds we got to pay off, B.
Maybe.
Because B.A. looked like he probably killed a couple of Hong Kong children or whatever they were called. Viet Cong kids. There
yeah, I
go.
Found this meme. It's pretty funny. It's a picture of Ned Flanders.
Yeah, hey, I seen that. That's not fresh, B.
I know it's not
mad
fresh,
old.
But...
You mad old on that.
It's a picture of Ned Flanders looking with his eyes closed and his hands up and says, when you bust the nutterino, but you keep slobbing the diddly. Oh, God. It's funny. It's funny to me.
What the fuck?
It's funny to me. I laughed at that.
I'm really glad we have a meme-based show.
I'll describe memes to you.
An audio medium with visual.
Oh yeah, that should
incredibly visual aspect.
That's the new fucking. That's the new podcast. Chris describes memes to everyone. It's funny because I find it funny.
Oh god,
I'm fucking a downward spiral, bro.
No shit.
I gotta see where.
Yo,
this
you have to at least
me.
Make the fucking dollar pizza party, son. We can't. Weekend at Bernie's. Your corpse. You're a heavy dude.
Just yeah, throw me on a dolly.
You know,
I was
gonna get that voodoo curse and play steel drum music. Fucking harpoon through his head.
Why is it Chris talking more? Just it's he's feeling.
Look,
great.
He's smoking cigarettes. He's clearly alive,
yeah,
right?
He's clearly alive.
There's a cigarette in his mouth.
He fucking drops some shit on his shirt, starts to light up on him. I'm like, no, he's all right.
He's fine. Don't worry, everyone. Just don't look at him.
That's just Stanley being Stanley, guys.
Right.
I'll start sending like
right
dick
here,
pics.
Have another slice.
I'll send some dick pics from your phone. Like, look, he's sending everybody dick pics. There's that Stanley again.
Oh, he's the best, isn't he? Guy, he's great, everyone. Let's party with that.
Do you ever think
what,
like.
What, Johnny?
You fucking send those kind of pics? What happens if you had a heart attack? That'd be the last thing you sent your homies.
Yo, if you were in a drug driving accident and they put that on there, you really need to send his docking meme to his podcast.
Co-host and shit.
You're in the fucking commercial, and then so Chris was, he was. It was the last thing he sent me, and then he was killed in a drunk driving accident.
I'm gonna fucking both.
He died the way he lived.
Word, docking.
Being an asshole.
No, I'm looking out for his boys.
I'm gonna fucking hell yeah, son. I'm gonna just lie. Like I didn't even get that fucking pic, son. I guess he sent it. He sent it to me though.
Mr. Bronx Johnny, we've looked at your cell phone records, and you did receive a fucking image from Mr. Stanley.
He's like, whatever. I let Backpage hoes touch my.
Hell yeah,
you
like
I
would a Backpage
hoe,
man.
Oh no, these fucking cheap prostitutes are always fucking with me. I don't know.
There was some dude who was so drunk. I saw this in the Post. Some dude got so drunk, he got blackout drunk and didn't realize that some, like a hooker stole $600,000 in diamonds from him.
No, why the fuck? It wasn't $600,000 in diamonds.
A watch?
It was one watch.
Oh, and then she shoved up a pussy, right?
That was an older story.
This is recent.
Oh, no, wow. This fucking baller was, got a bunch of prostitutes, brought him to the script club, partied with them.
Strip club? Sense. Is that where corrupt doctors fill you out Oxycontin prescriptions?
And then fucking brought these two broads back home with him that he came with from the script club. And then he took one of them into his fucking bedroom. And while he was fucking with one of them, the other bitch fucking took his... I think he put some cash and his watch in a safe, but he didn't lock it.
So she just busted that shit out,
and they both bounced.
These motherfuckers are moron. Why would you take prostitutes that you've paid for to a strip club to waste more money when
this guy is a moron. He's like a watch dealer.
And then like, fucking hell.
I didn't even know there were watch dealers.
Yeah, they got those guys. But fucking,
they must fucking
like,
hate cell phones.
Why would you fucking...
Nah, who cares? $600,000 watch is completely different than a cell phone.
The story don't fucking make sense. Like, why would you get two prostitutes and only fuck one at a time? Like... Wouldn't you fuck two at a time?
I mean, the guy was all gacked up. He couldn't get his dick hard. I don't know. I'm sure if you're fucking a watch dealer, hanging out with prostitutes, you're doing a lot of coke.
You're doing good for yourself. I'll say that. Probably not Backpage Jones, but.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of prostitutes they were. No one mentioned
Backpage. I think he just plays that Trinidad James song all the time when he's hanging out with prostitutes.
I don't know.
Just put the gold all up in my watch line.
Oh, that's great. That's fucking really good. I fucking, Man, if I was a watch dealer, that'd be so fucking awesome. I have a bunch of watches to fucking sell people. I mean, I would fucking not be able to.
Would you carry them around in a briefcase and shit?
Oh, hell yeah. With the, you know, like, chain to my shit, and I'd fucking play this song every time I brought the prostitutes home.
Because, oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
I thought it was
going to
be a Trinidad James song, motherfucker. That's twice you caught me with this fucking shit. Music
I found
bullshit.
Myself. I've found myself a cheerleader. This prostitute that I pay.
I guess the cheerleader.
I pay with my illicit watch sales.
Jesus,
Slim.
Oh man, that motherfucker is. Son.
You think he's a fucking baller? Because we're a bands fucking show right now. If you're fucking gonna be some fucking talking a bunch of nice shit about Slim G's, you can get out.
I didn't fucking say anything.
You can get
nice
out.
Get out.
Get out. Did you watch that fucking South Park shit, bros?
That shit was good. I felt like they stretched it out a little longer than you needed to, though.
The season was only 10 episodes?
No, the fucking last episode.
What'd they stretch out?
Just like the ending of it. They could have fucking finished that off in 9, They didn't have to stretch it out that fucking close.
It was a complete story. What do you mean? They didn't stretch anything out. It was the whole season. Well,
it was
a
whole continuity fucking season. I think that's the first time they've done that.
No, they did it last season. Jesus Christ,
Johnny. A whole
season?
Come on. It was just like tied in like that? All
right. You're tied into nothing. That's what it seems like right now.
Good one.
You're a good one. You're a total bro. You know what? That's what I'm saying. All right. I didn't plug all our dumb bullshit. At HS Radio Show on Twitter. High Society Radio on Instagram. Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
Some new Patreon donators.
Oh, there's some new Patreon, huh? Oh, they want a piece of this fucking pizza party? Is that it?
Well, I don't know.
I thought you were going to fucking chill with some Korean people and figure out about a room.
I'm working on it.
All right. I feel that, bro. Shit, I had a thought inside my head and then it left. That's a huge surprise. Yeah, so that's the pizza party's coming. Oh, I know why. So, I'm a brilliant son of a bitch. We picked the perfect fucking date for this pizza party. You know why?
No.
A, it is the championship weekend
for football.
You can still
have mimosas that day, too.
And
you still have E&J.
We better get a bunch of champagne and fucking and orange juice for this thing. I want Bellinis, guys. Everyone gets a Bellini and a slice of pizza. It's also MLK fucking weekend. Everyone's got a 3-day weekend. What up?
Holy fuck.
What up? Get turned. That's what I always say.
That's some lucky shit, though, because you didn't plan that. That just happened.
No, I did plan it.
Did you plan that?
I planned it. I mean,
what a way to honor a civil rights leader. Get shit faced.
Free pizza and Bellinis.
Bellinis.
So who are these new
balls? The Malibu Bay Breezes you could just.
If you like Malibu Bay Breeze, you better come to this party.
You got Patrick B.
That didn't work. That's weird.
Oh, no. You ruined everything.
Hold on.
Play it again. Patrick B. There you go. Chris C.
Baller.
And that's that.
And that's that. Thank you so much for the donation. Who else?
That's it.
That's it.
You also get one. And just those two guys.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
And Slim J.
I can't believe bands didn't fucking donate to the show. What a fucking cheapskate.
Well, he wants your money. He doesn't want to give you his money.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, he needs it.
He needs it.
I'm sure he does. He needs to buy benzos and lean and, I guess, bullets, more extendo clips.
Well, he's in Chicago. Bullets are not that hard to come by.
No, it's just. You saw that meme before at Ned Flanders. Do you usually bust a nut arena?
I don't really term it that way, no.
Why not?
Who the fuck talks about that?
Fucking this show now. This show, we do is bust nutterinos.
Nutterinos.
I'm down to fucking say that from now on. What's this story?
So there's a guy who is claiming that he his rape defense is that he slipped and fell into his alleged victim.
Did he bust nutterino winner?
Doesn't say in the article that I have pulled up.
God knows I would have accidentally fell into a 16-year-old. Or how old was she when she got fucked?
Yeah, it was a 16-year-old.
That's horrible. That's 18-year-old. That's horrible.
18 soft is a blow because it's legal, I guess. And he did fall, so, you know, can't be mad at a guy for an accident,
bastard.
Right?
I just feel sorry for him.
I mean, this happened in England. I don't think this is going to fly at all.
Nothing much flies in England. I mean, you get fucking put away for talking shit on the internet.
The judges look funny and shit, though.
Oh, the judges look like bitches.
Oh, yeah. You can't really take this. It's like, you really going to give me life?
Listen,
really,
you guys are sounding very transphobic right now. What I think those judges are all transitioning. That's why they wear those wigs.
Most of them are Caitlyn Jenners.
They run people over while they drive? Because that's what Caitlyn seems to do.
Jesus, that was funny. That's a reference to South Park.
That shit was hysterical.
So, what, you guys think this guy has a chance to get off on, I mean, he already did, but his rape trial?
Of course not. What are you talking about?
I think maybe.
I don't know. He's a millionaire.
I fell into some pussy. Let me go.
How many times you said that after night at the club? I fell into some pussy, man. I'm good.
So what? It's a rape charge.
And nobody believes him then either.
let's see him fucking try. Let's see him try to fucking put me away. Let's see them try to fucking beat me.
Are you
going to
go
all
fucking Al Capone?
Your Honor, it's perfectly logical. Somehow, my penis fell into that tight 18-year-old snatch. I was just trying to open a window
if
to put some air in.
That's it.
I slipped.
If you're his like whack. Fucking defense attorney, play like a Naked Gun movie or some shit like that. And then they're like, yo, shit happens. Police Academy movies, whatever.
Just like a lot of like bent like slapstick style.
Well, they British, maybe Pink Panther movies. That floats their boats. Or something. Yeah, some shit like that.
You know what I'm talking about, Johnny.
I hear you, big man.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'm glad someone does. That fucking asshole over there just he's a hater. You know? Well,
I'm not your cheerleader, nothing like that. But,
see,
you know.
Don't make me play a song again. Don't make me fucking play it again.
That'll probably end up already. Like, why the fuck is he killing Showtime with this bullshit?
I'm not killing Showtime. I'm trying to fucking give people good music. I don't know what your guys' problem is. What's swirl culture? You keep talking, telling me about this.
I don't keep telling you about it. There's just a new website.
Is that something to do with that, though?
You're fucking always bringing up swirl culture.
Well, it's like black chicks fucking white dudes.
Wow, that's very Italian of you to say it like that.
Black chicks?
Black chicks, huh?
You said it was a Moulinan, bro.
Yo, that's what
you've been holding that, huh, motherfucker? Damn.
You called them eggplants when the show was before the show came on. I was like,
I call
what
it a little eggplant parm. That's what you busted that arena.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Now I understand. It's totally fucking believable now. Who doesn't want to bust another arena? Love busting one, you know? You know, buddy?
That's kind of crazy, though, that you need a site for that.
You're kind of crazy.
There's a site, there's a niche site for everything. What about like datingfarmers or whatever.com?
But that's like a niche kind of thing. I don't think
this
like,
is a niche too.
Nah, the way the black dudes be going after those white chicks, those chunky white chicks, you'd think, you know.
With the opposite? You don't see that as often, though.
Yeah, that's...
Like, in life?
I do get a little angry when I do see it, I guess. Yeah, you're right.
What, black chicks with white dudes?
Yeah, I'd be like,
why would that bother you?
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You don't even have a horse in a race.
I kind of do. I'm like, look, my Nubian sister, you can do so much better. You want some picante with that? Some shit like that. Something nice.
So you
how often does that shitty line work?
When they're on Backpage, it works every time, son.
You don't need lines on Backpage.
Wait. Do the Backpage girls post pictures of them fucking white dudes to try to entice minorities?
They probably take, like, white-ish kind of pictures, I would think. Like, maybe they wear, like, negligee or some shit. They're not wearing that when they come to your house at all.
I used to know a bunch of black hookers who wouldn't fuck black dudes as hookers.
No shit.
Really?
Why not? What was the rule on that?
Well, one chick, her boyfriend didn't mind the fact that she was a hooker. He just didn't want her fucking any other black dudes. He was a black dude. He didn't want to fucking on the other black dudes. But yeah, that was just the rule. They just didn't want to deal with black dudes.
Are black dudes notoriously bad with dealing with prostitutes?
They're not
tippers.
All
right.
Well, I've seen
Grand
Theft Auto.
Yeah, they're not notoriously good with dealing with the service industry in general.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Trump's got our vote is what you're saying right now?
Damn,
dog.
Damn, yo.
It's a fucking holiday season too, man. You shitting all over Kwanzaa bot right now, B.
Feel Kwanzaa bot.
I prefer hedonism bot.
Hedonism bot
kind of runs that shit. I'm just saying Kwanzaa bot and the Hanukkah zombie though. They got it going on.
But like, are you into this world then? I'm still kind of getting.
Am
used
I into
to
it?
Yeah.
What do you, no.
Like if you watching porn, not in your personal life because your personal life is done. But like if you're watching porn, is it any good?
Yeah, I could watch that.
You can watch it. It bothers me a little bit.
What? A black woman fucking a white dude or vice versa?
Either or. That situation, I'm still not used to seeing it. It's like, it takes a little bit.
Well, you're not a black or a white person. Why would you be used to seeing interracial sex with
each other?
And you have a choice of what to get to watch. Like,
yeah but like, if you want to get prepped for, if you want to get ready for,
there's plenty
like,
of Nacho Vidal movies that you can watch.
I can't
Manuel
watch that
Ferrara,
dude either,
there's
man.
Plenty of these guys.
Manuel's all right, but Nacho's like, he's too violent. So I'm like,
yo, fucking our boy James Dean's fucking getting mad rape accusations, bros.
Accusations
is the key.
We did last week though.
He's the Bill Cosby of this show. We're gonna defend him the way all those black comedians defended
Bill Cosby. No. He didn't do no Bill Cosby shit. It was
Chris,
in the process.
Try and book James Dean on the show for real. I'm not even.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure
we could get him.
You're the bookmaster.
Is that my name?
The bookmaster. That's
the
shittiest
superhero possible.
Booking master.
Was it? No, that was the page master. Was that Macaulay Culkin movie? Where he fucking hung out with cartoon books.
Yeah, you're a bitch for remembering that too.
The bookmaster jogged my memory.
Oh my god. Oh man! But seriously, get him.
You said that a little too. You really want James Dean on the show? No, maybe he'll rate me. B.
He wants, he wants James Dean inside of him.
Johnny just needs a reload, and he wants it from a pro.
Yeah,
but he isn't that foreskin, bro.
Johnny does.
James?
No, yeah. All right, good point. Yeah.
I got plenty for everybody, so.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting. I feel sick after I just said that. It's awful.
Johnny got that foreskin replacement surgery, but he didn't need it.
No. I want more foreskin. Just give me as much.
Give me the earthworm gym, son.
Jesus
Christ. Let me get to that.
It's nasty. It's fucking disgusting, man. So James Dean said that...
bitch is a lion.
Stoy's jealous because he's just moved in with his new girlfriend. And she's crazy jealous ex. And everyone else is lying because people are offering to pay them to slander him.
No, but the shit with Stoy was...
They're trying to take him down. When was the last time we had a male crossover porn star?
Rocco.
Crossover?
Not in America, but true. He is. But like I'm saying, with James' situation...
And he had to fuck a tranny for that to happen.
Well, yeah, I don't recall.
Yeah, I bet you don't recall. You fucking have that shit fucking tattooed inside your brain.
But like the shit with Stoy was on her website, like a day or two before she alleged all this shit, she had a scene with him, like... that she posted. That didn't make any sense. Like, maybe he didn't respond to her calls or text enough, and she just went, oh, he raped me.
So you're saying that James Dean didn't rape any of these porn stars?
I don't think he did. Why would he? He's had the likes of Lindsay Lohan and fucking Farrah Abraham. He's been to the highest.
Farrah Abraham saying he raped her.
Wow, that's a stretch.
Is she?
Yeah.
Whew. No, she didn't fucking say that.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, look it up. Farrah Abraham fucking says James Dean raped her in the head.
What a lying bitch.
You don't know if she's lying. We don't know what's happening, bro.
Bet money right now it's going to be an SVU episode where Ice-T's holding one of these hoes while they crown his show. But yet he's a pimp. How does this work? How you SVU cop
Farrah
and a pimp?
Abraham's daughter has an Instagram account. Is she the next reality star? Farrah Abraham isn't a reality star.
She's hoeing these kids out early. She's trying to get that Christian.
Apparently, yeah, she is accusing him of fucking giving her the hot Cosby. Drugging and raped.
The hot Cosby.
Damn, son.
The hot Cosby.
What's this world fucking coming to?
You know, if I'm James Dean, just go full out, fuck everybody, put some blackface on and a sweater, and do the Cosby porn, son. Just do it. Be like, yep. Something in your drink, bang, bang, bang.
That's a fucking great idea, to be totally honest.
I'll tell you right now.
I mean, would it make money or just further ruin his life?
It would be awesome, though.
He can't get any worse than where he's at now, son.
If he can somehow only post to 4chan, I'm sure it would do well. But... we live in a fucking world right now where you can see anything.
No.
That shit would be so...
He's going to be on trial for fucking rape. I don't think you put out a fucking rape video.
That shit would be so fucking crazy and so enjoyable to fucking see. Just like, this is so fucking nuts. I think everyone's going to turn around on
him. Hell yeah. But like, look, he's playing a rapist. Like, he maybe knows the character, but would he do it in real life? That's how you got to pitch that shit.
Oh, like, kind of like... nobody would be stupid enough to do this with rape allegations hanging over their head. They must not be true.
Hell yeah. That's how you do it. You play the fucking retard when you're retarded.
What?
Yeah. You know, what was that movie with Cher and Dennis Quaid? That was the defense that the dude was like retarded, but he did retarded shit. So he got off like on a, not rape. I think he slit somebody's throat, but it was a good movie.
It was so good that you remember nothing about the plot except for two people who were in it.
And that was about it. She had some nice titties back in the day. I can't front on that.
That's true.
She was all right.
You like that? That fucking...
I fucked Bette Miller before I fucked Cher, though. What? Bette Miller looks like she talks dirty, son.
In her prime?
Oh, yeah, son. She'll bite down on that pillow and just let you have it. Like, But yes.
What?
No, you want to fuck Bette Miller in her prime, son?
Sure.
Why you say like that, though? Like, you have a fucking choice there?
Give me the old hot Cosby.
Oh, God.
Well, no.
Drug and rape her? Oh, that, God. Yeah, definitely. Right. I thought Johnny was just talking about consensual sex.
That's what I was gunning for, you know?
Weirdo.
This is a
James Dean type show, okay? We don't fucking deal with consent anywhere.
Jeez. Don't put that on that man. We don't know if he did anything.
He did everything, bro.
I don't know. It's kind of weird with the James Dean. Like, I definitely think Bill Cosby raped all those chicks.
100% sure. He's a monster.
But, like, the James Dean thing is kind of weird because, like, I feel like girls who do that are often crazy. Like, are any of the respectable whores doing
it? Wow.
Like, any of the ones you'd respect their business acumen.
You sound like a fucking Godfather villain, you piece
of
shit.
Like, if Lisa Ann said it, I'd be like, well, she has a company. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that is true.
You get what I'm saying?
No. Well, no, yeah, I do.
Stoya has her thing, and I think Joanna Angel has burned.
See, Stoya, Angel. That's a big one. I like kind of.
So
like...
Joanna Angel also said something to the extent. So
yeah, so maybe
he said that. She said that he.
He's like, the worst person she's ever met. Is the word she used?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sure he's not.
She
fun
dated him
to
for
be
mad long.
They met at NYU and shit. I think right.
I have no
Wherever
idea.
They went to college, that's where they started together.
I know they dated for mad long.
Oh, everybody thinks their ex is terrible.
But like, how many
anybody
people...
here have an ex that doesn't think they're awful?
No.
Oh, they're all fucking wonderful people.
Well, no.
No, think about
you.
You're
awful.
It goes both ways on that
one. No, it doesn't.
No,
they
it
all
doesn't.
Love, son, I still go to their house for Thanksgiving when they're not home and shit. Just wait in the living room.
Yeah, but that's because you're a stalker. They're at their aunt's house with their entire family.
That's right.
Like a normal good person.
Fucking jack off on their parents' photos and shit. Like,
no,
yeah.
On Thanksgiving, I know what you're doing. You're chainsawing Xanax, whatever the fuck that means. You fucking creep.
Oh, you didn't want none of that action, son?
No, I didn't.
It's February already? You're a real bitch right now, Stanley.
You're the bitch.
I don't want to drink. I don't want to do drugs. No more Legion of Boom, right?
Not come February.
You trying to make that money? Are you converting to Judaism?
Yeah, you can't have no wintergreen sherm.
Hell nah, son. No turtlebacks. No nothing.
I don't even know what a turtleback is. What's
that? You never will.
What's a turtleback? I can just Google it,
you
know.
You can't have none of those.
You can't have
them.
Why would you want to know?
I'm curious. I could have one before February.
You want to try one?
You heard about this Australian guy who claims he invented Bitcoin?
Oh, I know about
Well, there were two guys, and one of them's dead, so the other one should shut the fuck up.
How are you going to say you're Australian, but you got a Japanese-ass name, son?
What's his name?
Jeff.
Jeff Nagasaki or some shit
his
like that?
His name is Jeff.
It's my go-to fake name. Like, yeah, this guy's got a name of Jeff.
It's the safest bet.
Got their names. I'm on it. Dave, sorry. Close, though.
That is pretty close. Four letters. Yeah. One syllable.
Dave, Jeff. Clearly white dude name.
Yeah. So white. Ugh.
But yeah, so they're claiming that they invented Bitcoin. Where this one dude and his boy is dead, and he's like, me and my dead friend. So don't worry. Don't give him any of these Bitcoins.
Too bad I invented Bitcoin. What's up?
Bring it. What's up?
What's up? Bring
it. What's his name? Shishito Pepper's Nagasaki?
Love a Shishito Pepper, dog. It's delicious. It's a delicious pepper. All right, I'm going to make some picks real quick before the show's over. Hold on. I'm reading fucking lines. I'm going to say.
Keep reading. What is that, Braille? Oof.
Stop
Braille.
I get your fucking joke. I get it. You're a real funny guy. You know that? You're a real funny guy. God damn, this shit sucks.
Stop doing cocaine on the podcast, Stanley.
I don't want to bet on anything this week. I don't trust any of these goddamn lines.
No, that's a lie. You have a gambling problem. So make some fucking picks, pick boy.
Giants, Dolphins, the pick 'em. Take the Giants.
All right. What's the line?
It's a pick 'em.
Okay.
Falcons and Panthers. Panthers are favored -8.5. It seems like a bit much.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a baller-ass team right now, but. You know what? Colts at Jaguars, pick 'em. Take the Jaguars. I'm just taking the pick 'ems right now.
All
right. Redskins at Bears. Bears -3. Take the Bears. There's my picks. Jaguars, Bears,
Every
Giants.
Time you take the Bears, they lose, man.
Every time you take the Bears, they lose. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx, Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.